Tips for healthy living with a chronic health condition. When we are faced with a limiting health issue where performing simple everyday activities becomes a challenge, our self-confidence and self-worth can dwindle. This can happen with any health condition or injury, but is especially prevalent with a chronic health issue. I know this feeling all too well, having lived with dystonia and pain for over 20 years. It is always there to remind us that we have to work harder to perform tasks that were once so easy. This can get downright exhausting and overwhelming to the point where we might feel much less of a person than we once were. I hope these tips for how to look at your life now differently are helpful. Don't allow feelings of guilt push you into doing something you know your body will pay for, either during or afterwards. Remember that you are the only one with unique knowledge about your condition and how it affects your life. Only you know how you will feel at any given time, what you are capable of, and what your limitations are. Be careful to not compare yourself to others. No one is better than you. We are all unique and everyone has lived a different life. Concentrate on strengthening your own skills and abilities. Be proud of your accomplishments and acknowledge how well you are doing in the face of great challenges. Prioritize. On your best days, you may find you can do more things with relative ease. Other days, a single task might wipe you out for the rest of the day, or even several days thereafter. Plan ahead so you can prepare yourself prior to an activity and rest time afterwards if necessary. Be careful about being a people pleaser. It often means jeopardizing your health for the sake of others, an attribute that may have and may continue to contribute to your symptoms. Do what you can and know your limitations. Others can adapt to you. Be sure to find doctors you can trust. This is often a very difficult task. Dystonia and other conditions are often misunderstood, making it hard to find the right doctor who understands your specific needs, so it might take some shopping around. To assist you in the process, educate yourself as much as possible about your condition so you can screen your healthcare team. I wasn't educated nearly enough in the beginning, and I paid the price because some of the doctors I saw didn't know what they were doing and made me worse. Take responsibility for your thoughts, feelings, and choices. We are responsible for how we feel about everything that goes on in our lives, not other people. No one can make us feel a certain way unless we let them. Advocate for yourself and for others. Learn as much as you can about your health condition so you can make the best choices for your personal well-being. Share with others what you learn to help them make better choices. It is also important to be educated so we understand and are comfortable with the different treatments our doctors propose. Advocate by talking to people about your health condition to raise awareness. Reach out and lend a helping hand to someone who is struggling. Write a blog, articles for various online or print magazines. Get involved with organizations and support groups, and get active on social media. Raising general awareness about your health condition and directly helping others is a big part of personal healing and self-empowerment. Take personal time for yourself, whether to relax or have fun. Don't forget how important it is to let go and enjoy life. It is far healthier to focus on all you can do versus all the things you can't do or choose not to do. Dwelling on problems can make you forget how to have fun. If you are well enough, take a walk in the park, go to a movie, concert, play, or sporting event. Treat yourself to a massage or other way of pampering yourself. Remove toxic people from your life. Do whatever you can to create peace in your life. You deserve it. Learn how to ask for help without guilt. We all need help. Let someone else take care of the cleaning the house or shopping. Let friends or family members take care of your kids every now and then so you can get some rest. When you feel well enough, pay the favor forward. Dystonia and most other chronic conditions are survivable. You can still have a quality of life regardless of your symptoms. Do whatever it takes to make it work. You can get through the hard times and come out on top. Just keep in mind what's really important in your life and then go for the fullest life possible. It is yours to live one day at a time. Thank you very much for taking the time to read and listen to this. If you'd like to read and hear more of my blogs, you can go to my website, which is tomseaman.com. Along with blogs, I have videos, articles, podcasts, and links to a lot of resources for both physical and emotional health issues. You can also get a copy of my two books, Diagnosis Dystonia and Navigating the Journey, and my other book, Beyond Pain and Suffering, Adapting to Adversity and Life Challenges. Both are also available on Amazon. Please also sign up for my free newsletter at tomseamancott.com. This way, all new blogs and updates will be delivered to your email. You can also sign up for a free life coaching consult with me if that's of interest to you. Thanks again for listening, and please be well and take good care of yourself.